KPH TWJ, listening.
WAZ Mobile. WAZ Mobile. WAZ Mobile. KEWOJ on the front porch in the rocking chair. Good morning. I'm cruising down 26 Mile to Stony Creek Golf Course. I have to do a golf outing today for work. So I'm working and playing at the same time. But at least it's not tomorrow where it's supposed to be super hot.
Oh, well, good for you. I hope too, you're getting paid for it while you're out there. It would make it even better. And, yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is all going to be in the 90s.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought was going to happen with our weather patterns. Cold is cold is cold is cold is cold. We really had no pre-summer or no spring to really think of. We had more like fall-like weather, and now wham. Welcome to summer, overnight. So, but they kind of told us that was going to happen, and it did.
Yeah, you know that old saying in Michigan, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and it'll change. But, you know, I've been around a lot of different parts of the country, and everybody says the same thing everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. You can't predict it and you can't change it. So, other than that, things are going pretty good today. I get paid for golfing. I get paid for everything. And I get compensated a little bit. I know how to word this. I'm salaried. Let's put it that way.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. You know, I did a lot of tooling for car companies kind of thing, and all of the project engineers and stuff like that were salaried, you know, and those poor guys, we'd be out installing in some plant somewhere, and we were working 100 and some hours a week kind of thing, and they were just making salary, so they were getting cheated on that big time.
Yeah, but don't let them fool you. And I can tell you, speaking from my own personal experience, there's also times when you can screw up and disappear and nobody cares and nobody notices. So it does have its pros and its cons. You know, follow me? I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm in the same situation. Sometimes you end up working a whole bunch of hours and you really didn't plan it. You feel like you're getting the short end of the stick, but yet, you know, there are days when all of a sudden it's really nice out and the whole, you know, and all that other stuff, and you can just disappear and answer the phone once or twice during the course of the day, and nobody's the wiser. So, you know, if you like that lifestyle personally, it's great, and I do like it, so it doesn't bother me a bit, you know, as far as that goes. So I've been doing that all my life, and it's just kind of like the way it is. Well, looks like Ray Township is getting a new fire station. Driving in front of there right now. Good for them.
You know, I was always curious. I work a lot of, like, Thanksgivings and Christmas holidays and stuff like that in a plant somewhere, getting new tooling running and all and that kind of thing. And, of course, the project engineer was there also, and I was just curious if they got holiday pay and all that, or if just it was just a straight salary, no matter what it was. I'm hoping they got some holiday pay for that anyway, because they were sitting there right beside me.
sometimes they get a bonus or something of that nature, things of that, but, you know, it's not, for at least in all my life experience, it's never really been written, you know. If you have to do it, you have to do it, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, it's just, you know, there's makeup time, you follow me? And it's not really said or written, but nobody says anything any different. So it really, it all works out in the ring, you follow me? So it really does. It's like a whole different mindset. And it's not right or wrong. It's not good or bad. It's not, you know, worker versus management. It's not any of that stuff. It's just something you get used to. And I've gotten used to it over all these years, and it works out great. So, you know, you do all of this other stuff, like Tuesday, for example. You know, my dog is not doing well, and I disappeared for like 6 hours, and nobody noticed. So, you know, I just answered the phone a couple times. I had to take her to the emergency bed. I had to do all that other stuff, you know, and things of that nature, and nobody noticed it. So it does have a lot of perks as well. You know, they're not written, they're not said, but it does. And those guys are the same way. It has a lot of perks.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear about the dog. Boy, I hope she's okay. Man, there's nothing worse. You know, having little kids is bad enough, but when you have pets, in my opinion, they're like kids that never get past 2 years old. They can't tell you what's wrong or what's going on. Kind of, you got to pay attention and notice what's going on. And I'm glad you got her in. I hope she's okay. And, I know I got hired out of a shop into modern engineering and the controls department, design and the controls for the tooling there. And there was a lot of perks there, too, going from the shop to that. It was hourly, which I was glad. It wasn't salary. But, you know, you had a car problem. I had to go take a car in and get worked on while I was at work kind of thing. And the boss would go, well, just take off, you know. So I'd go to punch out. He goes, what are you doing? You know, we don't do that around here, you know. So not only did I not punch out, he sent somebody with me to follow me and pick me up and bring me back kind of thing, you know. So it was real nice.
You know, all that's really good. You know, that's kind of the way it should be. And over the years, you know, it's kind of drifted away from that. But, yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you take care of me, I'll take care of you, you know, and all that other stuff. But, yeah, my doggy, she's been with me a long, long time, since she's 12, 13 years old. Take this. She's got hypertension. She's got an enlarged heart. And her heart is pushing on her trachea, but she's having a hard time breathing and all that stuff. So I am giving my dog a water pill and a high blood pressure pill, and we're trying to calm her heart down and trying to calm calm everything else down. But I thought, oh boy, and she says it's a Yorkshire Terrier and something else, multi good stuff. And she says it's really common for those dogs when they get up there in years to get hypertension and fluid on the lungs, fluid on the heart, things of that nature. I'm going to take this phone call. I'll be right back. WDD. WDAKLL.
KF8DRC from WD8KLL. You out there, Jack? KF8DRC from WD8KLL. WD8KLL clear.
WDKLL, KFHDRC.
Well, hello, Jack, WDAKLL.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing this morning, except raining here?
Yeah, right. It's been raining up here in the Grand Lake area here as well. It's awful wet out there. I was hoping to get out and mow the lawn today, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, you're right. Me either. No, I don't think I'm going to do that either. It's raining. It's still raining here.
Did you get my text? You got to be laughing.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you record that? Probably on a cell phone.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the GMRS crap.
Oh, I haven't looked at that one. I looked at the one, the audio.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I just use my cell phone voice recording and then send it to you. Yeah, it's that was pretty good. You always got to get that Detroit Rock City in there.
Yeah, but nobody out there, no Detroit, no Rock, no City. Nobody out there do that except me.
Nope, you're the man. You are it, Jack.
And they forgot about Detroit.
Yeah, you're a legend out there. So what's the plans for today? Anything?
Well, you can go out there and cut the grass, so I got to go to Costco and Sam's Club today. I haven't been there in 2 weeks, so you got to go shopping a little bit.
Yeah, Roger that. We went yesterday to Myers and filled up the cart, but yeah, we need to get over to Menards here, and I got to get some weed block and stuff I want to put down underneath the trailer I got so the grass don't grow up, and get some stain for the deck and a lot of projects for the summertime here.
That deck is a big project. It really is. You know, and I don't know how you're going to do it, but when I used to do that, my sister used to be barefoot, no socks, no shoes.
Oh, yeah, I can, well, we got a small deck. It's, what I need to do is power wash everything, and I need to do the house, the boat, and the deck with the power washer. That's the first step. And then we just need to do the bottom of the floor of the deck. We're not going to do the spindles. And I'll throw a little coat of stain on the top rail. But, yeah, use a roller. It doesn't take too long just to freshen it up, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you got to find the sunshine that day.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's not going to be too nice as far as the heat. I mean, 90 degrees the next couple of days, and I don't think that's going to be a day that I'm going to pick to do that power washing. I'm going to wait till it cools down a little bit.
because when you go out there in 90-degree weather, you can open a water, that water is going to vibrate right away. So you won't be able to see anything.
Yeah, so we'll wait till probably next week or something. Get out there and get that knocked off. So, all right, Jack, thanks for calling out here. I called out for you a little earlier. You must not have had your radio on, but we'll chat with you later. Good talking with you, my friend. From KF8DRC, this is WD8KLL. We'll be clearing your final.
Great, take care. I just I took a little nap and I woke up and I had to eat a little bit so I can take these couple of pills I got, so the high blood pressure and sugar. And you know how that is. You got to eat before you do that. That's why. All right, take care. Have a good day. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC.
Go ahead, that station for KF8DRC.
It's KF8DWF, Brian. How you doing, Jack?
Hello, Brian. How are you? I don't think you missed me this morning. Did you?
I heard it. I just never logged in. I never called out to them.
I see what you're saying. No, I called out was a couple of days ago, yeah. I couldn't get out. I don't know why. Somebody probably threw a carrier or their repeaters didn't pick up all that. But I was registered with them, and that's why. But today I went on the radio, and I did a good job out there.
So, that gentleman that you were just talking to, is that our friend from the other half of the GMRS?
That's Greg, 922. He's there in the front. Roger.
Yeah, okay. I thought I recognized the voice. Yeah, just after I got back from up north and the big split happened, I talked to him through Mayville. But I haven't talked to him since. So I'll have to write down that call sign it is.
Yeah, his call sign is WD, like WD-40. WD-KLL. I call him WD-40.
WD8KLL. Hey, Brian.
How you doing, Greg? I thought I recognized the voice.
Yeah, likewise. I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. Just playing radio today. It's so rainy out. But other than that, doing good. Thank you.
Well, I'm sitting here at work. I got no work to do right this second, so I was listening, and I'm always listening to the radio, and like I said, I thought I recognized your voice. By the way, the call sign here is CWF, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot.
Yeah, roger that, Brian. We spoke on both sides before. I don't know if you remember, I was talking to you about my former job selling industrial automation stuff, and I know your plant real well and know a lot about the die cushions over there, so very good. Good talking with you.
I am going to let you guys, gentlemen, go. I have to, both you, Jack and Greg, enjoy KF8DWF. I'll be standing by you.
Okay, Brian, take care. Jack, that's a good one. I haven't heard that WD-40 yet.
Hey, you know, I'm joking. make you laugh a little bit. Anyhow, you guys take care. I gotta have to finish my coffee before I go out shopping. Take care. Okay, DRC.
Okay, Jack, yeah, I know. It's all good. We'll talk to you later, buddy. WDKL clear.
W8FU.
K8BB.
What's
F8?
I think there was a double. Maybe not. Who was that? K8BB.
Let's see if the radio's working. WF5X. Hi, Don.
Mr. Randy, how the heck are you? Pleasure to make your acquaintance today.
Yeah, you can't hear you. I'll make a little trip, drop something off the post office. Meet somebody for lunch, taking a break in my hectic work day.
That's an excellent thing to do. I am just leaving the house after a busy work morning and a busy not-so-work morning, and getting out on the road. I'm going to stop and get gas, or I'm not going to get anywhere. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's important to see the vehicle. Otherwise, it will not do what you want it to do. The wife had something she needs me to mail. She's with the VFW here. And they have a scholarship program, and she's the chairman of it. And I get to mail the notification to a fine high school student that they want.
Excellent. That sounds good. Yeah, I've actually got stuff I got to mail, too. I've been driving around in the car with it for a week. Every time I think about driving past the mailbox, I just keep driving. Hey, I'm going to jump out. I am pulling in a gas station here, and I'm going to get some gas, and I will be back out in 5 minutes or so, I imagine, if you're still around. WF5X, K8BB.
Yeah, I'll probably be in the post office line about then. So if I don't see you, 73. Good to talk to you. K8BB.
KE8DSI from W8FU.
No joy from the Greg. Hey, Sean. KZ80.
hello, hello. I'm starting to wonder if that group purchase thing is going to go down. You might want to start thinking about maybe working out a deal. I think everybody's wandered off and done their own thing, and not too many others looking to put together a group purchase, I don't think.
That's okay. I spent that money anyway. I'll have to find some new monies. what's happening? We're just heading over, my wife and I are heading over to Windsor to visit my cousins, so I'll be there soon. And I'll make sure I turn the radio off this time so you're not making any wisecracks as I go through the border, mister.
That's right. You gotta be careful. So, well, real good. And, well, I'll let you know if anything pops or comes up or anything like that or something too good to be true. Are you going for the weekend or are you just going for the day? I know you were tied up. We're getting together on Sunday. Talk to Greg. He's going to help. We're going to help Phil with his antenna. He said you were going to be out of town. I'm taking it this is the trip.
Yes, this is the trip. Otherwise, I would totally be there. Or, you know, just stand around like I do with my hands in my pockets and make wisecracks. And usually when I do that, I don't know, things work. So I should probably keep it up. Greg's listening right now, shaking his head and rolling his eyes.
Well, everyone brings a certain skill set to the job, and you certainly bring yours. So there you go.
That's good. Okay, well, I'm running into the grocery store, making a quick stop before we continue on. So I'll let you go. I just heard you calling out there, so I thought I'd say, hey. Okay, John, I'll talk to you for WAFU. KZAZ.
All right, Dave just pulled back up at the house, so I'm going to transition in. And, well, we'll talk to you. But if not, enjoy your weekend. W8FU. W8FU.
Hello, Tom.
Bafam what?
I'm from Buffalo. Wonka Wash, going backwards. You done for the day?
I think so. Seems they took the day off.
Project taken care of.
No, I'm heading to the hardware store right now to continue. I gotta find a gas valve.
For what?
I have a gas valve for my generator. And the handle broke. It was kind of partially there. I had, you know, pretty much just been ignoring it. And yesterday when the power went out and I went to hook the generator up, it completely fell apart. So no big deal. I got it all running, but now you kind of don't know where off and on is. You got to kind of putz around. So, yeah, time for a new valve.
That would be Ace or Aco or maybe Tracking Supply.
Actually, I'm going to go to Ace was my first choice, and I'm sure they got it, but I'm going to go to Home Depot or Lowe's. They're like in the same parking lot over by me. I don't know which one I'm going to pick first, and I think they got even a larger selection. Because if I could, I was looking at what I got there, and I've got, it goes from compression to pipe, then it's got a pipe thread valve, and then it goes to converter to ball. And I might be able to at least go pipe to ball and eliminate, you know, eliminate a couple of adapters.
Yeah, let's hope.
Actually, if I could find a valve that was double flare, that'd be best, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm thinking Lowe's might be your better bet. They got some weird stuff in there.
Well, that's the closest one by about 200 feet, so maybe I'll go there.
Yeah, that would be my first, is to go to Lowe's. As they have unique stuff there, just oddball things that I find when I'm there.
Seems like I was mad at them for some reason. But here I am. I'm in their parking lot. Home Depot's across the parking lot, so I'll go to Lowe's first. Okay, all right, gonna get parked here and head inside. W8FU.
Yeah, and I think it was something to do with a lifetime guarantee or a satisfaction guarantee, something like that. All right, find what you need, KACHJ.
That's right. I remember that. All right. Later, W8FU.
WDAKLO.
K8RUH.
Very good. Okay. Well, I had a busy day. Fun day, but a busy day.
Yeah, did you lower your handicap? I mean, your overhead?
No. My handicap probably went up after today, but got rained on a lot. Had a good time, though. That's all that matters. Plus, a lot of my customers, clients, competitors, get to chat with all those people, so it turned out good.
Well, that's a good thing. I started early, got quite a few things done, ended up East Point as the last one, and now we're heading north.
Well, come on up. North welcomes you.
It's where I belong.
Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to step out here for a second. I am dozing for a cup of coffee, and I'm going to stop here at this Big B here in beautiful Richmond and grab me one. I will be back in a moment.
I still have mine from this morning. Go get your Java juice.
Beauty. Cup of coffee in hand and heading south on County Line Road.
Heading north on M3, heading towards M19. See how long this is going to take. PCKDO.
Beauty. Yep, all in all, good day. So, coffee ready to drink. And I gotta go home and let the dogs out. So when I say who let the dogs out, you can say Wally did.
And I'm gonna do that too, but mine are spazzes, so when they go out there, they go out the door and just take off and run all around and go crazy.
Oh, good for them. That makes them happy. So, other than that, not too much. So, just figured I'd throw my call out there, say hi, and see who was out and about.
Well, I would like to know if I was talking to Sean earlier, and he had to go get some type of valve for his generator, fuel valve, and I told him to go to Lowe's, and he's like, I know there was something about Lowe's, but I can't remember. I said, customer satisfaction. He goes, oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think he had a power outage last night, and his generator runs on natural gas. So my guess is he's probably perfecting that a little bit. We chatted last night a little bit about he either wants or needs. I guess it's probably a combination of both. A little bit bigger generator. So... good for him. Hope he gets it. And my guess is the gas valve might be for that. That would be a best guess scenario.
Apparently there's a couple adapters on it and a flange. It goes to this and it connects to that, which then converts to this to connect to the valve to make it do this. And so he's saying you can try to modify it where it doesn't have, you know, 17 pieces for one valve. Which hopefully I think he's successful.
There you go. Got any great plans this weekend?
Not really. Just going to try and avoid the sun because it's going to be too hot for me. And with the medication and me getting sun poisoning a while ago, when I go out and there's no shade, I get sick.
Very good. I was thinking about going to the breakfast club tomorrow morning. I haven't 100% decided yet, but if I do go, you want to go or you've got plans?
I told Melissa that I was probably going to meet up with you tomorrow at 7:30 to mess up my radio and stuff like that. So she's like, well, go have fun. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I'll probably attend. You just got to let me know later tonight.
So that's a positively yes, maybe?
Yeah, that's a positive yes, maybe.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Marion said something about she wanted to do something tomorrow morning. So she asked. She asked if I was going, which means that's code for, like, I want to go shopping or I want to go do something else or I want to, you know, go to my sister's or something like that. So usually when she asks if I'm going, that usually means that there's a window of opportunity that I don't have a plan. And just a second, I got another spam call. Hold on. Just amazing how many of these things I get.
Oh, yeah, they're getting beyond ridiculous, and there's nothing you can do. You can put your name on the National Do Not Call list, but it doesn't work.
I'll bet you I get, and this is no exaggeration, between 20 and 30 a day.
Yeah, I get quite a few. Lately, it's kind of settled down, but I probably just jinxed myself. But having two phones, I just look and go, nope, don't know who you are. If it's important, leave a message.
Apple was coming out with, on their new update, I heard a thing that the phone will answer, and it will say, if you want to talk to Wally, and then you give it a digit. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk to Wally, press 1, 2, or, you know, what have you. So they actually have to enter a code to get past that firewall. And that's supposed to be out this fall in the next Apple update. And I sure hope that works.
Absolutely. That'd be perfect. That'll help my mother-in-law, 82 years old, and she goes, how do I stop the calls? I'm like, you can't. Just ignore them. That's all you can do. No matter what you try, what you do, what you register for, it's allowed, and it's annoying.
Yeah, and I blame Verizon is in on this. Like, you know, I don't know how or why, but I can't believe they can't stop all this. I mean, the one I just got now literally spoofed the phone number from the city of Southfield. It said city of Southfield. I mean, so now they're starting to spoof numbers. They're also starting to spoof, like, some of my customers. You know, like Dick Huvar's, they were saying, you know, the car dealership up there in Richmond. I've actually gotten a call, not from Dick Huvar's, but from a spoofer, and I can tell because when you answer it, first of all, I never say anything, and sometimes when you do say something like hello, and then it'll go boop, and then you can tell it's a void that it's going to connect, and then you know right away that's a robot. So I don't know what happened or how we got this way, but it needs to stop, and that's my soapbox for the day.
Yeah, I hope they come up with that app soon or whatever else. It is. It's ridiculous. You're sitting there, and that's why I turn my personal phone on silent, because it just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing.
Yep, I get it. So, all right, sir. Other than that, not too much more to offer. So, looks like there's some rain clouds here in the Baltimore. So, we did make the fireworks last night. I know you guys are teasing me about talking on the radio a lot, but we did, and they were very, very impressive. So, good job, New Baltimore.
Yeah, it was a pretty relaxed meeting last night. The city just went over all the storms and everything, you know, and all the damage that was caused and all the reports from the weather service. He's talking about doing a simulated Skywarn net, you know, at one of the next meetings. And I got all those VHF radios that are sitting in my van here, I can charge up and program some of them for an off frequency, and we can use those and simulate a Skywarn kind of thing, and we'll all have a radio.
Yeah, you could make a little mini repeater too. I think that would probably be pretty easy to do, you know, just a little antenna, 10, 15 feet in the air. I think that would be relatively easy to do too, you know.
Am I going to pick up a VHF repeater?
I know a man who knows a guy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat to do. Like I said, I got the software, it's, you know, CPL software, and they're Vertex standard, so, and I think all I got to do is get the Motorola Solutions and re-register, and I think they still have the legacy software there. And yeah, we can program a PL and a offset frequency and play around for a bit.
Yes, sir. All right, I'm home, and I got to go let the animals out. They're going to have a major meltdown, so I shall chat later. Give me a call on the telephone or on the radio or smoke signals or fireworks or whatever works. All right, chat later. WBD gone after yours.
Yeah, I'll see you around 7:30 at the shop. 7:30, you go let the dogs out before they melt. KAC and KGO.
W8FU.
K8DB.
Oh, just leaving my dark banquet. How are the Tigers doing?
Ah, not so good. I just got in the car heading home. They're way behind, they're like 8 to 3 or something like that. Just turned it on. How's the weather prognosis for antenna work tomorrow morning?
Not sure. I think it's pretty good. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we are doing the antenna work Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I would be able to make breakfast, but not antenna work tomorrow, but Sunday I could maybe help. Alright, I will check messages and otherwise pay attention.
Alright, well, I mean, if you can't, I think we got a crew. It'll be, Murph and myself, and then we got, John and Greg and
That should be 20. But, you know, of course, the more the merrier, so if you can, regardless.
Yep, alrighty. Like I said, I'll get caught up on the messages and pay attention. Hey, I noticed what it sounds to me to be a change in the audio quality after several seconds of something being online. It goes from less troubly to more troubly, a transmission or two into the QSO. I haven't listened enough, but I've noticed it two or three times in the last couple of days. Maybe enough to make a trend. I don't know if there's some de-emphasis or time out or time in or something. I don't know. I remember this being an observation a couple of years ago, and it was something that just throwing that out there.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, I do remember that. I did turn pre-emphasis on. So I was noticing people were coming in kind of muffled. So I turned on pre-emphasis, and that's brightened things up, perhaps too much. But now I haven't noticed the change. It should be fairly consistent. I do remember, now that you mentioned that, we had this happen before. I don't remember what it was. Interesting.
It might be right now that the audio, you know, like if you hear your call out, was fairly natural. And then, you know, a transmission issue later, it's really pretty bright and troubly. And before, I think I noticed that it was kind of muffled at first, and then it would become more natural after a little while, or vice versa. So anyhow, just complaining, being the repeater belief.
Well, what I got to figure out is why it changes. That's the part that's got me perplexed, because, you know, I don't think I have in-cabinet repeat. I don't have satellite receivers, so it's not a different receiver. So got me kind of scratching my head. I'm going to have to give this some thought, listen to it closely. But thanks for the observation, because all I noticed is it was muffly the other day, and I says, I don't like that. So I turned on pre-emphasis, and that certainly has brightened it up, but perhaps too much so.
Yeah, who knows? It's the give and take of a complicated, high-performance system, I suppose.
Wait a minute. I think I might... Okay, I got to check something. Alright, I got some stuff I can check. I think I might know what's going on.
Well, anyway, yeah, just heading home, as I said. So is that over, or is the season over, or whatever? Banquet was closing night or something?
Yeah, season ended a few weeks back, and or more than that even, a ways back anyhow, and then this is our banquet. We used to have the banquet just before the season got going again, but now we tend to have it shortly after the season concludes. And if you count fall and spring as like one year, I guess technically we're in the summer break for this season if you count it by the year. But we play a fall session to right around the holidays, and then we play a spring session till May. And that ended up, and then we have our banquet, and then it's pick it back up in September, late September, October.
Very good. Are you in regular rotation, or are you I recall you're a substitute or something. Forgot how that works.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't really have a way to allow, they don't allow substitutes, so I have to pay, you know, the full plan member, and I just tell the guys, you know, just call me when you need me, because they don't have any means by which they have substitutes, so and it's not expensive. It's like $50 a half, and so I just pony up and then tell them I only want to play when needed. So that's what I did the last two seasons. I played as a substitute. I'm not sure I'm going to do that come fall. I think I'm going to take a break and maybe come back later. So we'll see. All right, I just pulled up at home. I'm going to get inside and get on the radio from in there after I get comfortable. I need an Alka-Seltzer. I ate too much. It's never a good thing. After yours, W8FU.
WDAKLO.